From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. It's Dexcom. With the new Dexcom G7, you get better diabetes results without those awful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or to your watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affect your glucose. It makes it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's so easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
A gorgeous young mom goes to her son's ball game, but she leaves at halftime. She's never seen again. Now, as her apartment building video surveillance seemingly reveals her leaving and going to the game with her little dog trailing behind, then the dog is found wandering alone. None of this is making any sense. Where is Heidi?
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Just so you know, her little boy, the one that was playing the game, will turn 11 tomorrow. Nobody wants their mom missing on their birthday. First of all, take a listen to this.
Where are you?
That was the last communication Heidi Plank's 10-year-old son had with his mom 11 days ago.
I said, can you please call me back? You haven't called me back in 2 days in a row.
This is security tape of the mom from Palms with her dog named Seven on her way to her son's football game Sunday, October 17th.
She's leaving her house. She's got the dog following behind her. She's got a tiny little purse under her arm, and she jumps into her Range Rover and drives away.
You were hearing our friends at KCAL9. Can you imagine your child saying, Mom, Mom, why won't you call me back? Mom, that is breaking my heart. Again, her little boy, Bond, is 10. He turns 11 tomorrow. And I know his wish, his birthday wish, is find my mom. And that's exactly what we're going to try and do. With me, an all-star panel to make sense of what we know right now about the disappearance of Heidi Plank. You know, there's movies and true crime and books written about missing people all the time. Some are true, some are fiction. You never want your name to fill in that blank. Missing mom, Heidi Plank. But that's where the family is. Joining me, high-profile lawyer joining us out of the Atlanta jurisdiction, Daryl Cohen, former felony prosecutor, now civil and defense attorney. You can find him at CCEALaw.com. Psychoanalyst joining us out of the California jurisdiction, Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst to the stars at drbethanymarshall.com. Lisa Daddio, former police lieutenant, senior lecturer at the Center for Advanced Policing in New Haven. Alexis Tereshchuk joining us, crimeonline.com, investigative reporter, and special guest joining us, Jim Wayne. This is Heidi's ex-husband. They're on very good terms, and he actually saw her that day at the game and witnessed her leaving at halftime. He has the boy. He has the son right now as he joins the search for Heidi, and with me, her very best friend, Danielle Nadalny. All of us joining together right now in the search for this missing mom. The circumstances, Alexis Tereshchuk, so bizarre. You just heard a friend stating that the video shows her leaving her home. The little dog is following along behind her, jumping up and yapping, not a care in the world. She's got her little pocketbook under her arm. She jumps in her Range Rover and heads off, I presume, to her son's football game. That was on Sunday. And then, not a trace. What do we know, Alexis?
So that's exactly right. She's seen on video. She leaves her house. She gets in her car with her dog, who's such a good dog. She's not even holding the leash. He's just following her all by himself. She goes to her son's football game in Downey, California, which is, 20 miles or so away. She ends up leaving the football game at halftime.
Hold on. Let me ask the ex-husband. Again, thank you for being with us because we need your answers, Jim Wayne. Would that be normal for her if she had errands or something she had to do to come to part of the game?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having us and hosting this. So maybe we can find and helping assist. Find Heidi. It would be totally out of character for her to leave before the end of the game. That's just not her. And can I say something else too, please?
Yes.
There's as gut-wrenching and as heartbreaking as all this is. There's no playbook for how to, what to do, what to look for, how to act. And all we know is we have to deal with the facts. And there's been a lot of speculation. And I'm learning every day from the detective at the LAPD that's been assigned to this. And he's like, Jim, you just have to stay away from speculation. So I'm learning as we're going every day on this, and I'm going to try and stick to the facts that we actually know.
While I have you, guys, with me is Jim Wayne. This is Heidi's ex-husband. They have a wonderful relationship, just so you know. They co-parent their little boy, Bond, who is 10 years old, turns 11 tomorrow, and he actually saw her at Bond's football game the Sunday she disappeared. He's telling me it was very unusual for her to leave at halftime. Alexis Tereshchuk, I want to follow up on that because your son, my twins, they have so much going on, and very often I will slide in to Lucy's volleyball game or John David's soccer game at halftime. I will get there halfway through. It doesn't happen a lot, but it happens. So I don't find that very unusual. She had somewhere she had to go, except that that was unusual for her. She didn't normally do that. And I find that very interesting, Alexis.
And the interesting thing is, so this was Sunday. On Wednesday, she was supposed to pick her son up from school. So 3 days. Now, normally, every single day, she texts him. She calls him when he's with his dad. Text, calls, they're in constant communication. For these few days, there was no communication. And this is so out of character for her.
Okay, hold on right there. Let's go to Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst, joining us. She's the star of a new Netflix hit, Bling Empire. Dr. Bethany Marshall, thanks for taking time to be with us and help us find Heidi. That's very important. And I'll circle back with you, Daryl Cohen, former prosecutor, about behavioral evidence. It's called routine evidence. Not that it is in any way routine or commonplace. It is evidence of behavior. For instance, today, my twins split. One has basketball practice, one has a tutor. And I'm in constant contact with them, getting them both, arranging everything, texting with them. That explained to me, Dr. Bethany, why he didn't hear from mom for 2 days, because that really blew my mind away. But it's because dad took him home from the football game as planned. So that was normal for him not to see mom for 2 days. Now it's time for her to pick him up, and she's not texting. That's very unlike her. If she always texts while he's with Dad, that tells me she went missing on Sunday.
That's right, Nancy. We know that behavioral patterns are so important. I have had couples in my practice who break into a fight because the husband came home like a half hour late, and the breaking of the pattern was so distressing to the wife. She thought, is he dead? Did he have an affair? What else might have happened? So we human beings, we know the patterns of our loved ones. We know when those patterns break. Nancy, Heidi was the mother, or is the mother, of a 10-year-old little boy whose birthday is tomorrow. Think about all the patterns that go into that, planning a birthday party, calling the friends, asking her son, who do you want over on your birthday? And if all of that has ceased for 3 days on Sunday, it's important.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
I want to get input from Danielle Nadalny. Danielle, you heard what we were talking about just before we went to air. I'm making up scavenger hints for my twins' birthday tomorrow. And at the end, they're going to get their present, which, just so you know, I've stuffed broccoli, fresh broccoli, in some gift bags because I tell them they don't need enough veggies. So that's the first present they're getting, Danielle. They're not going to be happy about that. My point is, I've got a feeling that Heidi Plank is the kind of woman, the kind of mom that puts a lot of thought into the birthday. And here it is. She's gone. That is not like her at all, Danielle.
No, it's absolutely not like her. You know, she made a big deal. She makes a big deal of her son's birthday. She would make a big deal of his friend's birthdays. So for her to be absent right now is a very, very big deal.
Danielle, tell me something. I want to hear about Heidi when you say, like, everybody on this panel, I feel that I know. And I can tell you things about them personally that mean a lot to me. Like, I met Daryl Cohen when I was a veteran, a brand new prosecutor. And he was a veteran prosecutor, and everybody looked up to him. And I remember seeing him for the first time, and he had on a pink sports coat. And I had never seen a trial lawyer wear a pink sports coat. See, that's a long time ago. And I can tell you details about everybody on the staff, everybody on our panel, and all of their wonderful professions. Tell me about her. You say she makes a big deal about his Bond's birthday. Tell me about it.
She would always either take him on a trip or always just do something big, and even like do the same for his friends. So she's just really, really generous like that. And wanted to make sure, even with her friends, for my birthday, I went to Mexico. I was in Cabo, and she flew down for like 2 days to just hang out and have dinner.
Wow.
Because she had back to pick up Bond because it was going to be her day. And that was all the time she had, she really, really,
she flew all the way back from Cabo because she had the day with Bond.
Because, yeah, it was Bond. Okay. It was her day with Bond.
Okay, that's all I need to know. This woman flies all the way back from Cabo San Lucas, which is a beautiful destination, I've been told, because she did not want to miss 1 hour of her time with her son, Bond. So where is she as his birthday approaches in a couple of hours? Take a listen to Hour Cut 3. This is Stacey Butler, KCAL 9.
Her ex-husband says Plank left their son's football game at halftime. He says she seemed distracted. In a bizarre turn, 3 hours later in downtown LA, her dog was found on the 28th floor of this apartment building. Plank, her silver Range Rover, her purse, her personal phone and computer, all gone.
If you have seen anything, anything at all, we have a 10-year-old boy at home that's looking for his mom, and we need to find his mom. People don't just disappear.
Her friends say Plank was an attentive mother, and when she didn't pick her son up at school later, they were immediately concerned.
When she didn't show up to pick Bond up on Wednesday, we knew that something was wrong.
And for him not to have heard from his mother for this long, something's seriously wrong.
Let me understand something to Jim Wayne, Bond's father. Jim, what is that building where her Range Rover is found in relation to her?
Wait a minute. The Range Rover wasn't found.
Okay.
Her car wasn't found.
Okay.
Her car is not found. That's what makes this whole thing, you know.
Okay, you're right. Because her Range Rover, her purse, her personal phone, and a computer, all gone. Got it.
So, all gone. It's all gone.
Is there any navigational information we could get from her Range Rover?
The police are working on that. Sometimes people turn those devices, like cell phones, laptops, all that kind of stuff. They turn their electronics. She even had an Apple Watch on. And all that stuff is the location is shut off. Now, her GPS in the car apparently was, according to Range Rover, was never even turned on.
So then the only thing in this building that traces back to her is the dog who's found on the 28th floor of this building, correct?
Correct.
So yes. Again, what is this building as it relates to her?
We have no idea. No idea.
Okay, Daryl Cohen, this sounds like a mystery that you would make a movie out of. The dog turns up. Danielle Nadalny, is the dog inside the building?
The dog was inside the building. I actually think it was on the 29th floor. But yeah, they found the dog. Somebody that lives on that floor found the dog wandering around the halls. From what we've been told.
Okay, Daryl Cohen, you have her leaving at halftime of her son's game. Now, this is a mom who flies all the way back from Cabo San Lucas so she won't miss 1 hour of being with her son on her day. They have a 50-50 split between mom and dad. She never misses her days, ever. So if she'll do that, but she left halftime, and then her dog turns up in a residential building, or at least partially residential, on the 28th or 29th floor, wandering around. Help me put the pieces of the puzzle together, Daryl.
Nancy, I don't know. Pardon me. I don't know that we can put these pieces together at this point. Nothing makes sense. The fact that she flew back from Cabo says she's a wonderful mom. The fact that she ended up not doing what she needed to do. Did she leave at halftime because something terrible happened? Did she leave at halftime because something unexplained?
Well, obviously, Daryl, something unexplained happened. How did the dog get there? What's the connection between her and this building, if any, at all? How do I know the dog wasn't just let out somewhere in that building and the building has no connection to her? It can happen. As a matter of fact, we have a frequent high-profile lawyer on, Ann Bremner, whose cat rides the elevator, and the people in the building let it. How do I know that this isn't a pet-friendly building, and they let the dog off in the lobby or the garage, and it somehow ends up on the 28th floor with no connection to her having ever been there?
Nancy, hold on. It's Jim.
Go ahead. Jump in, Jim.
If you understand this building, the building has at least 4 layers of security just to get to your floor. It's the front door getting by the big guy who sits at the desk, getting through the double doors that get you to the elevator, and then getting into the elevator. And you have to use your key card at all these different places just to get to your specific floor.
Wow.
So thankfully, the building is being very cooperative with the LAPD.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Talisa Daddio, former police lieutenant in New Haven and now senior lecturer at the Center for Advanced Policing in New Haven. Lisa Daddio, do you remember the seminal case that brought this to everyone's attention? It was the Chandra Levy case in D.C., the intern, and everyone believed that a politician, Condit, who had been having an affair with her, had somehow killed her. And all these crazy theories began to mount online and everywhere else. Turned out he didn't. But when we were trying to find her, we found out in her high rise in D.C., the video in the elevators in the lobby would tape over after 72 hours. So it was all gone. We didn't know if she left to go jogging, if she left with a person, if she left with a friend, if a guy was following her outside the building, because it taped over. And then recently, a beautiful young woman was murdered right in Piedmont Park, in the center of Piedmont Park. And we find out the video cameras that you see all over the park haven't been working since 2018. So we got to jump on that video immediately, find out if it exists, to make sure it doesn't get taped over, Lisa.
Yeah, absolutely, Nancy. I mean, while it's great to have, there are all these nuances with it. And we've seen it repeatedly in the cases that you mentioned, and even in the murder of Yale graduate student Annie Lay.
Yes.
You know, we have all these key cards that are needed to get in. We have video walking into the building, but there's no video on each floor. There's no videos in hallways. And, you know, thankfully, their videos are preserved, but not everybody has it. And it usually takes a violent crime.
Yeah, you're right. I'm curious, too. Alexis Terezchuk, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter, has that building, which has no apparent connection to Heidi or her dog. Have they released the video? Have police gotten to look at the video? Does it show her coming in or out?
The video, if there is video, it has not been released to the public. It has been reported up until now that the building was not cooperating, that they were not going to release anything without a search warrant. But Jim had said that they are being
right.
Very cooperative. So that's a change.
Daryl Cohen, that's really not uncommon, although you'd think with a missing mom, they would hand it right over, but they probably don't want to get sued by everybody else in that building, and the video could show your mistress coming in or you leaving the building with a big plasma TV that doesn't belong to you. I mean, you could get sued for any number of reasons for releasing that video. So very often you will see, like with AT&T, with Verizon, with T-Mobile, with Sirius XM, you have to give them a warrant for a lot of different reasons, corporate reasons, and then they'll hand it over. We had to do that all the time, Daryl.
Well, Nancy, they're going to finally cooperate. It's not as if they didn't want to cooperate. You pointed it out beautifully. I don't want to be sued, says the building. So I'm going to be forced by operation of law to cooperate. When the press, when all of the media, social media, regular media gets involved, then they're absolutely going to immediately say, you know what? Lawsuits, forget it. I'm not worried about them. I've got to find Heidi.
Yeah.
I need to know where she is.
I mean, Daryl, how many times did you and or I go over to AT&T to get landline records? And they wanted to give it to us, but you got to give them the subpoena so they CYA. Nobody can sue them because they handed everything over pursuant to subpoena. Yes, no.
Absolutely. They don't want to turn it over because they can't turn it over. They want to turn it over, but they can't because everybody, as you point out, is CYA, and I don't want to be sued. And if we're sued, I don't want to be the one that makes us lose the case, which makes no sense.
Right now, they need to be pinging her cell phone that, according to her very loving father of her son, Jim Wayne, is missing. Her Range Rover is missing. Her pocketbook is missing. Where is she? The cell phone needs to be triangulated to possibly find out if it's active right now. The Apple Watch needs to be triangulated as well. If she was carrying a laptop or an iPad or a mini, everything, including her nav, her navigational information off of her Range Rover, all of that needs to be gotten, and pronto. She could still be found alive if that could be pinpointed. Take a listen to our cut number 5 from KTLA5.
She left with her dog, and she just walked up to us and said, I'm going to go. We're getting further and further and further away from finding Heidi.
Her ex-husband says later that Sunday, her dog was found on the 28th floor of a high-rise apartment building in downtown Los Angeles. But Heidi Plank and all other traces of her were actually gone. People close to the missing mom say they don't know of any connection she had with anyone at that apartment building. A couple who lived there held on to the dog for a week, unable to get in touch with the owner. Heidi's ex-husband eventually tracked the dog through its microchip. He also showed up at the home here in Mid-City 3 days after she disappeared and found a cell phone there. He's hoping that cell phone will be a crucial part in this investigation and help both the family and LAPD locate Heidi Plank.
Okay, back to you, Jim Wayne. This is the father of Heidi's son, Bond. Tell me about that cell phone.
Her cell phone. The cell phone, I went into her her house with Danielle. And to look around, this was after the police report was, the missing person report was done. Danielle and I went into her house. I saw that her phone was sitting there. Danielle brought it to me, I think it was the next day. Because I was trying to get a hold of friends and family for Heidi. So that's how I came in possession of that. I also had to turn that over to the detectives at the LAPD.
So Heidi herself, that's where I got that. You did find her cell phone, but not at the building. It was back at her home?
At her home, yes.
Okay, and Danielle, you were with Jim when he found the cell phone?
She actually had two phones. So she had a work phone and she had a personal phone. The one that was at the house, I believe, is the personal phone that I ended up taking over to Jim, but I had gone to her house prior, I think maybe Monday or Tuesday, because Bond texted me and he's like, my mom's not answering me. Have you heard from her? And I said, no, you know, she didn't respond to me yesterday, which I mean, was a little weird, but not responding for 24 hours is normal for me, not for her. So he asked me to go to the house and chat because I have a key to the house. So I went over there and one of her phones was sitting on the kitchen counter, which is the one that I ended up taking over to Jim after the missing persons report was filed, because he wanted to see if they could find any clues in it.
So the personal phone is the one that you got from her home, correct?
It's Jim. We don't know if it's the personal or the business. The police detectives have told me that was her personal phone, according to Apple.
Okay.
That's all I know.
All right. So was it on or cut off?
It was on.
Her phone was on, but the location services on her phones, the laptop and her watch, are all shut off.
When were they shut off?
I'm sorry?
When were they shut off location?
We don't know. We don't. Another one of those mysteries. We don't know. And if the police do know, they haven't shared that with me.
You know, Alexis Tereshchuk, you can go into your phone and go through all sorts of gyrations and cut off location services. But why would she do that on all of her devices? was location service cut off when she went missing? So now we have one phone and we're missing another phone. Gosh. So the police have searched her home pursuant to warrant. Why? Because they couldn't ask her for consent. Take a listen to our cut 8 from KCAL 9.
Armed with a warrant and with guns drawn, federal investigators and robbery homicide detectives from the LAPD entered the home of the 39-year-old missing football mom. Now, they went in, and a source tells me that they were expecting to possibly find a dead body. That is not the case. What they're after, that remains the big question. Some are wondering, speculating, that if possibly what they're searching for are any documents, paperwork related to Heidi Plank's business. Friends and family say Heidi Plank is working for a company that is now under a federal investigation for possible fraud charges. These federal investigators have searched high and low. They're even looking in plants that we've seen them go into the garbage, searching for any clues as to why this mom disappeared.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Her company was under investigation, not her. Take a listen to our cut 9. This is Christina Gonzalez, Fox 11.
A lot of the people who know her say they're getting calls from the SEC. It seems that she was never involved in this, but people she worked with out of a company in El Segundo were being investigated. It's a financial company, a financial advising company, and there have been investigations because of misuse of funds. Now, she was never investigated. She had nothing to do with it, but one of the principals was sentenced in 2020 to some time in federal prison. That is what they're looking at.
Okay, if the perp was sentenced in 2020, how could this possibly be related to Heidi? But it's an avenue cops have to look at. To Alexis Tereshchuk, tell me about the investigation of this business, her business that she worked for.
So it was her boss's. There are two men that are in charge in this company. One of them was sentenced. He was found guilty and sentenced to 189 months in jail, which is over 10 years. The second man was not criminally prosecuted. He is actually just being civilly prosecuted because they want to recover the funds. So the situation is these men were accused of, and this one has been found guilty, of stealing about $40 million from a Native American tribe. And they are misused this money. They used it to fund their own lifestyles, to pay off other debts, to start new businesses. So what they're hoping to, what the plan had been was by suing her boss, who was Mr. Sherman, they would recover some of this $40 million mm-hmm. so they could give it back to the victim.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Was Heidi a witness? Could she somehow be involved in testifying against her former boss that is now being sued to the tune of $40 million? Danielle Nadalny knows her better than anyone. Danielle, what was her reaction to this investigation of her financial advising company, the two guys she worked for?
You know, I think that this thing started, I don't know that it was really at the forefront of her mind recently. It started years ago.
The investigation?
So I believe it started years ago. So it's not necessarily something that I think was at the forefront of her mind.
Alexis Tereshchuk, is the SEC the ones that are investigating?
Yes.
Oh, well, I can tell you that Danielle Andalny is absolutely correct. Having worked along with the SEC when I was at the FTC, it takes forever for a federal investigation of that magnitude, or of any magnitude for the feds, to go forward. Oh, my stars. The entire time I was at the FTC, I investigated the same cases the whole time. The whole number of years, either 2 or 3 years. And very rarely do you get movement. So Danielle's right. That sounds like an investigation that had been started years before. Do you really think Jim Wayne, you're the father of Heidi's son, do you think that has anything to do with her disappearance?
Here again, we have this, the speculation. And I don't want to speculate. Mm-hmm. I want to deal with the facts. I'm really sorry. And I know it
okay.
doesn't
Okay, you know what? You're right.
Good.
Let me ask you some factual questions. Was she ever okay. named as a defendant?
Not that I would know of.
Okay. Was she personally sued?
Not that I know of.
Was she ever named as a witness, either for the state, for a criminal prosecution, or as a civil witness in the civil trial?
Not that I know of.
Well, I would say, based on that, Daryl Cohen, that this has nothing to do with her disappearance.
I would think anything could have something to do with her disappearance.
Daryl, little green man from Mars could have beamed down and taken her. So that is possible, but is it probable?
The probability is that something came up. The probability now jumps in based on this criminal case that maybe she was a witness. Maybe they want to keep her big mouth shut.
Civil.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't know anything about her having a, quote, big mouth, because if she wasn't called as a witness in the criminal case against her ex-boss, I doubt that she is of any testimonial value. In other words, she's not going to be called as a witness in the civil case if she didn't testify in the criminal case. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. Guys, take a listen to our cut number 4.
I would disagree, Nancy.
I'm sure you would. This is Stacey Butler, KCAL9.
Plank's friends say the apartment building management has refused to allow them to look in the parking garage to see if possibly her SUV is parked there. They also say apartment management won't share building security tape with police unless they get a warrant. Plank's friends and family suspect foul play.
It seems to us like everything stems from that building where her dog was found.
I think something has to have happened to her to keep her away from her son.
I reached out to the apartment building management, but I didn't get a call back by deadline. The LAPD says they are investigating this case. They're asking if you have any information to please contact them.
I tend to agree. Back to Danielle Andalny. This is Heidi's best friend. There has to be a reason. Her dog, which we see in the video, yapping and chasing along behind her as she heads off to her son's football game. There has to be a reason that her dog ends up in that building up on the 28th or 29th floor. Interesting, Danielle, go with me. She did not take the dog to the football game. What does this mean? This means she had to go back to her place first before she went missing to somehow get connected to the dog. Would you agree with that, Danielle?
Nancy, I actually believe Jim can confirm. I believe the dog was with her at the football game.
Okay, well, you just shot my theory. But I want to know that. Did she have the dog, Jim? Because I thought when she got in the car, the dog didn't get in.
No, yes, Nancy. She absolutely had the dog with her
okay.
at the football.
Okay, that changes things. Because if you think it through to Dr. Bethany Marshall, that cuts out a trip back to her home. I was thinking that may be key because one of her phones was still at the home. I was wondering, did that indicate she went back to the home? But the dog went with her to the football game. So there was no stop at home.
Nancy, and that's so important, the question of, did she go back home? Was it the personal phone or the work phone? Because we don't know how tied she was to work, but she was tied to her son. So the fact that she would go anywhere without the personal phone is unlikely. But I want to bring up a different related subject, and that is her relationships. 60% of patients who come to my office talk about nothing other than their relationships. They don't talk about their work or business problems. They talk about their children, their spouses, their friends, the people they're dating. What were the interweaving patterns
of the relationships mm-hmm. in Heidi's life? I think that's where we're going to get the greatest clues. And was there an electronic pattern? Was she dating somebody? Was she on social media? How did she communicate with people? Did she have a love interest? These questions, not only are they important, but I'm sure she communicated about them. And I know we have her best friend and husband on the show. I know you're not going to communicate everything about your dating life to maybe a former husband, even if you're a really good friend.
But to your best friend. What about it, Danielle Nadalny? Was she seeing anyone?
Not at the time that she disappeared. She'd been dating somebody on and off, you know, the last few years, and at that point it had been off for about a month.
Wait, so they broke up 1 month prior to her disappearance?
Probably about a month.
Breaking up, her or him?
Her, I believe.
So she broke up with him, and I'm not asking for his name, but what does he do for a living?
I am not 100% sure about that.
Give me your best guess. They've been dating for years.
I know he does. He works for Facebook or something.
Interesting. What I need is that video from that building. Okay, Lisa Daddio, final thoughts.
I think the building is the key to a lot of this. So as much footage as they can get, they have to comb through it.
I want you to hear this. Our cut 12 from Carlos Herrera, KTLAS.
Police also now concerned with this investigation. Officers actually with the LAPD were here last night serving a search warrant at that home. The LAPD's missing persons unit first handled the case, but is now shifted to the robbery homicide division. Detectives say that transition is not because of evidence of a crime has been discovered, but because it is now considered a high profile case.
To Jim Wayne, what is your message today?
My message is we all need to stay away from speculation, and we need to deal with the facts. If Heidi is out there, we miss her. We want her to come home. We've got a 10-year-old boy that's looking for his mommy.
Danielle, what's your message?
My message is just that, you know, if anybody's seen anything, if anybody has heard anything, she has friends that miss her. It's her son's birthday tomorrow, and we just want her home.
Tip line 213-996-1800. Repeat, 213-996-1800. Heidi, where are you? Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.